Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, can y'all get funky? So sign and phone, can y'all get funky? Don't do you later, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the phone and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That mind just getting so fucking out here.
Also, we had our meet and greet with Kevin Shine
and we had Day to Day's artist 11 live in the building. We had DJ Instinct. We had Hell Yeah in the building. We had Buddha the Future super producer and Grand's Music live in the building with us, man. It was crazy out there, man. But, man, in recent news right now, man, you got your boy Young Berg, man. I mean, this man is a freaking... He lives the rock star life. Like, every day, it's a freaking problem with this dude right here, man. Young Berg, if you go on World Star, you know what I'm saying? I don't really be trying to promote them like that, but, you know, today is my boy Doggy Diamond's B-Day. Shout out to my brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? Definitely holler at them. They got numbers. Allegedly, this cat had this little video vixen. He was, you know, smashing off or whatever. And apparently she got into her feelings, and she exposed this dude for having foot fetishes. She got pictures of that he uploaded from the from his phone with him, like, straight butterball naked, son. You know, cock out, everything, just straight butterball naked. Had Young Bird on blast, had a flash screen of everything. I mean, he's standing in the mirror taking pictures of himself. It's like one of them pictures that you take of yourself and you send to a chick and stuff, you know, when you're trying to do your little flirt on. He got pictures of him in the mirror. I mean, it's serious. Like, he holding his meat. Man, had that man on blast. But all I can say, for real, that was a great publicity stunt, because if they didn't know who Young Bird was, they're going to definitely know who he is. And you know, it's just like all them sex scandals and sex tapes. All it does is just this propaganda, and it just brings out, you know, more information. But we're going to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, sex sells. Also, a lot of people, it's a lot of controversy behind this this new Triple XL freshman year. You know, every year they come out with the freshman. You know, they had B.O.B., Wale, Asher Roth, and another show, cat, you know what I'm saying, that, Wiz Khalifa, you know what I'm saying? They doing their numbers and stuff. But you, Asher Roth fell off, you know, Wiley fell off a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But B.O.B. done his thing. This is the gift for Wiz Khalifa, and you know what I'm saying? The thing is, you know, where are the females at? There's no females no more in the categories. Well, how do you feel about that, man? How do you feel about some of these artists that's going to be on this new freshman thing that ain't nobody even heard of? Are they paying to get on it? How do they determine who's the freshman? Seriously, is it college radio? What's going on? Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, we got some new music. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out whoisamp.com. Don't forget to vote for Ayanna Gabriel, man. Days is clocking down. Vote for her on Expose TV, man. We live in the building at E2K. You know what I'm saying? Our sponsors, E2K Enterprises, along with Lush Radio Online, Diverse Media Group, LLC. And we're going to go to the phone lines because we got some callers and stuff, and we're going to rock out. And so, like I said, we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, your boy Genius live in the building. This dude right here got the hot song, you know what I'm saying, Jackie Chang. It's going to make you want to do a Jackie Chang on the nigga, you heard? And smack the, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go on the line with that cat right there. We got my co-host Guru live in the building. What up, Guru? What it do, baby?
Yo, Lush Radio, Lush. Have a Lush day, everybody. What's good, Lush? I hear you going in on the Young Berg dude, whatever he pulling, whatever he up to. You already know it's, like, kind of crazy. I ain't really going to comment on that. But, you know, I think, you know, like you said, it might be a publicity stunt. So you just never know. Just cats do anything to get relevant. And so will those that's trying to get back at you. So, you know, with that being said, I'm just going to shout everybody out that's supporting the station. And, you know, like Emma and Kevin Shine, you know, so, you know, I think that's, you know, where I'm at right now, you know, everybody that's supporting AMP, you know what I mean? So I just think it's a great day today, you know what I'm saying, despite all the bullshit. I heard about the XXL, the double XL situation, you know, so that's a good topic right there. So, you know, Cass is... Hey, you know, you do gotta pay for promotion these days. Don't matter. Yo, it's just real talk. You gotta pay for promotion. You never know who gets in and who can't get in, you know, and why. So it's kinda crazy right there.
So we're gonna talk more, you know what I'm saying, about the whole Triple XL, the new freshman year, and see what y'all think about that. Like, who are these cats? I don't even know y'all, but you know what I'm saying, we're gonna talk more about it. But we're gonna have your man that got the hot song, Jackie Chang. He straight cock karate chopping niggas out here in the industry, son. The song is crazy right now. We're going to go to the phone line and see if we got your man in the building. We got a 404 live in the building. 404, what it do, baby? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, baby.
Lush, what's happening, man? Genesis, Mr. Jackie Chan himself.
Hey!
I turned you up to the max. What's up?
What's up? That's an introduction right there. You swing, come on, hey! I make you want to fight right now, son. I got my co-host Ghoul live from Jersey, live in the building with us tonight. Also, famo.
What's going on, brother?
What's good, Jackie Chan?
Man, I'm silent, man. I can't call it.
That's what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Definitely, man. Talk to us, man. You got this hit single that's blowing up the airwaves. The internet is crazy. You got, almost close to getting to us, 8,000 or so followers. Everybody loving you. The streets is loving you. Man,
yeah.
Talk to us, man. I put the promo video on the website. If you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you can see him doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, out there. And Mike Cole, you know what I'm saying, famous, you know what I'm saying, videographer and the photos and stuff and everything like that. I mean, his work is crazy. He got some crazy stuff coming from your man, Dean. So talk to us, man. Tell us how you get into this rap game, man. Talk to us, man.
Oh, man. Well, basically, man, I got a team called Jackie Chan right now, man, and I've just been working real hard, man. I'm originally from Cali, man, and then I've been back and forth, you know, ATL all my life, you know what I mean, everything like that. So I've just been putting in hard work, you know, and that's just what it is right now, man. I'm working.
Man, all I can say is, hi-ya!
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got to, you know, it's just show after show, man. Just, you know what I mean? Show after show, man. That's all it is.
Definitely. But, you know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. Like, what made you come up with the concept of Jackie Chan, though, man? What made you?
Oh, man.
It was crazy
because to this day I still don't know. I heard the record. My producer that's Dre PMD Productions, and he produced the record, and I was listening to it, and I'm like, wait, it took me actually, usually when I'm in the studio, I come up with a crazy hook, it's right there on the money. But then I'm listening, it took me 2 days because I knew it was something. You know what I mean? I don't know how I came up with it, but, you know, I just started, you know, vibing out, and I stuck Jackie Chan, and then I went up with a whole Jackie Chan thing, and now that's what I'm doing now, man. I'm Kung Fu Shaolin.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. I wish this guy had came out when he had Kung Fu Panda and stuff out there, man. You would have got some crazy royalties off this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, right? You know, it was crazy because when I made it, it was around the time that Karate Kid came out. Oh, man, if it would have came out before then. I said, yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's too late to be on this town, Jack.
Wow, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
You should have had that joint on there, man. If they would have had, if you had that song on there, man, listen. Dude, up there with that Justin Bieber with that Never Say Never jump off, man.
I know, right?
For real, man, no BS. But right now, if you're tuning in right now, we got the man Dean's live in the building. He got that crazy karate chopping, crazy song, Jackie Chan. You know what I'm saying? It's hitting the airways, blowing it up, man. It's crazy right now. With your girl, Lushy Lush, and your man, Future Guru 100. But I'm going to throw it over to Guru, man. Guru, you got some questions for my man?
Yeah, man, I just want to, you know, just congratulate you on everything, man. You know, we support you, you know, hard body,
thanks,
man.
Brother.
So I'm actually just asking to throw his Twitter out there because I don't have his Twitter. I want to get his Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah. The Twitter is actually Genesis is here. That's G-E-N-A-S-I-S-I-S-H-E-R-E. Genesis is here. So,
Yeah, that's the Twitter. And I'm going to follow back. You know what I mean? You just throw something out there, boom, 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 and I'm going to follow back. I got to go into right now my Twitter. I'm usually using it from the Uber Social, but I got to touch his laptop, man. I got to go in.
Yeah,
we're
going to
go in
for you right now, man.
We're going to talk about that Uber too, man. You know, they killed me with that, son.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
The worst part about it is they killed me for All-Star Weekend.
Wow. They got to get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
That's a
no-go. DJ Khaled was on the radio talking about it and everything. Like, it's crazy, like.
Yo, that joint, like, destroyed so many people's. I couldn't, even the regular Twitter, the social is not working on my BlackBerry for some reason. I don't know what they doing, man. It's just crazy. They know they messed up with that, man. But that's a whole nother story. We gonna get into that. We gonna vent tonight on Friday. Get the fuck out of here, for real. we live with your boy Genesis, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. You know what I mean? Make sure that y'all follow him on Twitter. We got some callers on the line. You want to go ahead and ask Genesis some questions? Call up from the 707. You're live in the building with your boy Genesis. What it do, baby?
707.
Okay. All right, stay on the line, 707. What we going to do right now, you know what I'm saying, because this is the hot joint of the week right now. We about to give y'all some karate chopping, kung fu, everybody fighting, jump off right now with that Jackie Chan. And we're going to come right back with your man Genesis, man. You already know what it is. Let's bring you online. What it is, baby?
It go whip out, fire home, sitting on something. All white rims, thank you, sitting on onions. Vegetable interior is hurting my tummy. Low profile, deep dish, I'm hungry. Ice cream, can't drive, ain't no bluffing. Pipes on the dog, oh yes, I'm fucking. Oh shit, who is that guy? Face shoulder swag, motherfucker, I'm fly. Hell with the strong bitch, I need that brand. Seeing double vision while I'm rapping right now. Stunting on me, bitch, you better think twice. Clip stands from a Snow White Chevy. Ball till I die, got green and carrots. Guess you can call me a goddamn fag. Got a fag.
Yeah, did you like that, Jackie Chan? Hi-ya. kick you right up in your head, knuckle. I love that song right there. Guru, what you think about that, man?
So he went all the way in. He went all the way in. I see that's why that's on. That's the one that's on the radio right now?
Yeah,
man. Crazy rotation right now.
He went all the way in with that joint. Yo, congratulations. Congratulations on that, man. I got to give it up to you on that one, man. They picked
it up.
I'm definitely going to help you on that request line, man. That's what's important, man. Keep it in rotation, man.
Thanks a lot, big dog.
That's what's up. I just followed you on the Twitter, man. I just shouted you out on the Twitter, man. So when you get just follow back, my nigga. I already know. You know, just follow back. I got you, man. Good shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. And we're going to open up the phone. I think we got some more people on the line. Then we're going to try 707. 707, what it do, baby? How to not, man. Hi-ya. 707.
Yeah.
707, you there, baby? Okay, 707 just want to hang and stuff. They hang with us, baby, because we love you, 707. I don't know what area code that is, but I still love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because we giving it hi-ya for real. Man, I love that song, man. I heard that joint. I was sitting here. I was like, oh, shit. So what's the, now, everybody's action now since you got that. You know that it sounds like a song that comes with a dance move. Is there a move that you're supposed to do, a certain move? Is there going to be dance instructions?
Actually, it's not a dance to it. It's not a dance to it, you know what I mean? And then again, I was thinking, like most people was telling me, like, yeah, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I was like, nah, just do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want it, because, like, with a hook like that, everybody would think that it's a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I ain't really want them to think that way. So I was like, no. You know, do your own thing.
So if I want to do a roundhouse kick, you know, with it, you know, with a back kick.
Oh yeah, you could top up. Yeah, you can do your chops and everything like that.
Yeah, cause I seen the promo video and you was like on the side doing your little side chop thing, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Is that gonna be the little joint to do? Because you know everybody when they see you doing that, they gonna be wanting to do that too. You know what I'm saying?
It's
a very catchy song. It's one that I think is definitely a winner, and I see nothing but success on that song. That song right there, I don't care who you are, you gonna get up and be like Jack and Chang. For real, seriously. You know what I'm saying? I like that song, man. That song, when I heard that song today, that song actually pep my day up, got me hyped for the day when I first heard that song. I was like, that's the winner right there. And it only takes, like, for independent artists that's listening right now, it only takes a couple of seconds to know if a song's a winner or if it's going to fail. Game over for it. That song right there is definitely a winner right there. I definitely want to support that. Had that rotation right there. Jackie Chang. I love that song, man. So originally being from California, right, and the transitioning, I got to shout out my man OP for definitely providing us with this interview. He always brings us some hot people out here. And shout out
OP
to my boy Problem doing his thing and stuff. And shout out to Black Diamonds out there doing their thing with the video and stuff. But, you know, I got the promo stuff of Genesis on the site so you could see it and everything. And how did you get the link up with Mike Ho, man? Because he doing his thing out there, man, with that video talk.
Yeah, Mike Ho, man. Shout out to Big Kid Entertainment, man. Like I said, man, OP, you know, Big D Train, man, everybody, we out here working.
Man, you out there doing your thing, man. So what part of ATL is you at? Or you just all over the place out there in ATL?
ATL, I'm all over the place, but most of the time I'm like in Collier Park and Norcross.
Okay.
I'm in Norcross. Norcross is Collier Park, so yeah.
That's what's up. So how was the transition from Cali to the ATL?
It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta love it. Like, you know what I mean? When I first went to the A and everything like that, like I stayed out there for a couple of years and everything, you know what I mean, like 5 years. and, you know, working with different producers and, you know, it being a different sound and everything like that. And by the time I came back to L.A., it was like everybody had the jerk sound, you know what I mean? But I didn't want to sound like, you know, I didn't want to sound like nobody. But for me to have, like, both, like, you know, the best of both worlds is great. It's working out. It's working out perfect.
Yeah, because the crazy thing about it is, like, with the song, I can kind of hear it like a mix of that ATL and that you know, the West Coast merged together.
Look,
almost
look.
Like the with the jerking style and the Atlanta funk swag to it, you know, mixed together,
yeah,
intertwined, you know, to bring out this sound coming from Genesis. And I'm feeling it, I'm loving it, and I know Google's loving it and everything. Tell us some of the producers and stuff that you're working up with in these upcoming projects. Is there mixtapes we need to look out for, videos, anything like that? You know what I'm saying? Put that out there for the people.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, right now I'm working on my in-house producer, Dre. That's PMD Productions. And also, I'm willing to work with any producer. I'm willing to work with any producer because I feel that, you know, it's good to give everybody a chance and everybody a shot. And most of the producers that don't have big records out, those are the hungriest ones. You know what I mean? So, so you know, I feel like, you know, I'm willing and ready to work with anybody right now. And as far as the mixtape go, I actually want to drop a mixtape next month. I'm actually looking forward to dropping it next month, late next month sometime, called Black Belt. So I'm ready to go in.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And I need everybody to definitely support that. Guru, I'm going to throw it over to you, man. You got any questions for your man, Genesis?
Yeah, I know he getting some shows off it, man, so I'm just trying to figure out what some of the hottest clubs he done performed at. You know, I know it's showtime, you know, so tell us about some of the shows you've been doing and the crowds, man. How the crowds
are loving it. Oh, man, the crowd is loving it. And the crazy thing about it is, I never wanted to be that rapper to, you know, go straight to radio. I always wanted to be the ones that, you know, got the hood on, you know, the hood on Smash and everything like that. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, everybody's going crazy, like, off of the record. And it's inspiring, man. Every time I see it, man, it's like, you know, a dream come true. You know what I mean? It's just a dream come true, you know, just to have everybody recite my words and look in the crowd and see everybody recite my words. And you know what I mean? It's a blessing, man, for real. All right.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but as far as the shows, I've been rocking out there, man. I've been rocking the Club Cabana. I've been rocking the Key Club. You know what I mean? I've been I do shows. You know what I mean? I can't think of it off top. I just been working.
That's good money. Show money. Ain't
no money like
show money.
that's real talk right there. That's some real stuff, man. If you're joining us right now, man, call in at 347-826-7722. We live right now with your man, Genesis, man. Genesis, man, is there any websites or anything that we need to check out and look for?
My YouTube channel. You know, I just got my YouTube channel going and everything like that. And that's YouTube. You know, / Genesis is here, GENASISISHERE. You know, it's just like my Twitter. You know what I mean? So check out the YouTube, the Facebook is Genesis Turned Up. So, you know, I'm ready, man. I'm a party guy.
That's what it is.
I'm ready to talk to everybody.
You know, this is Lush Radio right now, and you know, sometimes we put people on blast and we let the people go ahead and do their little freestyles because it is Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, man. So you got to give us an exclusive right now. You got to go ahead and go in real quick.
Okay. But usually before, you know what I mean? Usually when they play the record, they don't know how I come off. So I'm just going to go in like that. I say whip outside, hoe, I'm sitting on something. All white rims think I'm sitting on onions. Vegetable interiors hurt my tummy. Low profile, deep dish, I'm hungry. Ice cream, paint job, ain't no bluffing. Pots on the dome, oh yes, I'm fucking. Oh shit, who was that guy? Space shuttle swag, motherfucker, I'm fly. Hell with the Tron, bitch, you need that brown. Seeing double vision while I'm rapping right now. Stunting on me, bitch, you better think twice. VVS grill and a high beam ice. Pistol on my hip, hollow heads, I'm ready. Double clip stash in my snow white Chevy. Ball till I die, got green and carrots. I guess you could call me a goddamn salad.
Wait.
Oh, that's what I thought about. Now, this is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
That's what I'm talking about right there, son. You heard? That's what I'm talking about, Guru. He was doing that one right there, son.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He ain't holding nothing back either. That's how you got to do it, man. Come out blazing on him.
Yeah. Lush Radio, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I'm in here, man.
Yo, Lush gonna have that in the arsenal, man. That's gonna be in rotation on the show, man. I already know. Lush is filling that track, my dude. So we gonna
love, that's what it is, man. We live in the building, man. Lush Radio all live, man. Give me y'all that exclusive. We got a caller from the 510. That look like Callie over there. Callie, what it do, baby? We live with
Callie.
Jackson. What it do, baby?
Yeah.
What up, Callie? 510, you got your hand up. What up, baby?
Come on, Callie.
Callie, press one, man. 510. All right.
Where you at,
got
Callie?
Got that tongue out there, man. Man, that's what it is, man. But we live in the building on Lush Radio Online right now. But question. I got a question for you, Genesis, right? They got this new XXL magazine coming out, right, with the freshmen. Now, you had, you know, Wiz Khalifa, he's doing this year. You had Wale and Asher Roth and all them, B.O.B. and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this new XXL is real controversial. You're seeing a lot of artists on there that we don't even know about. We don't even know how they even determine how do they even say that these are the runner-up, these are the freshmen? How do you even know who these cats are? Is it through college radio? How do you feel about that? Do you feel like they paying for it, or are they really doing what they supposed to do? What you think?
I must admit, I did see. I don't remember everybody who was on there, and I mean, I took a look at it, and I was like, you know, I really don't know a lot of cats, but I mean, it can be. I mean, it might be. I'm starting to think that it might be like some people that's just in their city, or whatever, and we just ain't heard about them, or something like that. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of crazy because usually it's like the people that's like, you know, that's really like buzzing all over, or somebody who got, you know, all the freshmen that got all the hit records, and you know what I mean. So I don't know what this. I don't really know what this is about, but you know.
What you think about this, Guru? What you think about this, man?
I actually want to do a little bit more research on it, but you know, I mean, it's a way to spark controversy for the mag. I tell you that. I bet you the sales go up. So it is what it is, you know. I I'm a realist. I'm over here. I'm a realist. If I don't know, I know now. So you know what I'm saying. I heard a little bit about it, and I definitely want to see who they got in there. So I guess I got to do my Google thing, you know, later on today, and just read up on, you know, the artists that were selected. Go ahead, bro.
You see the thing about it is, we shouldn't even have to do no research.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a XXL. If you make XXL front cover, why should we do research? We know what it's about. XXL is a hot hip hop magazine. Why should we do research?
Yeah, I want to see who they got in it. I didn't see all the artists that they got in it, but I want to take a look at who was selected. I want to see who made the list, and I want to definitely get more into it and see who I like and who I don't like. That's where I'm at with. I'm like, yo, I don't like that nigga.
No, but I'm, but you know, kind of another thing that Genesis is saying is like, even though we know who Triple XL is, it's like, why should we even have to be researching these artists if they should already have a buzz? Like, that's the whole reason why they should be freaking the first. Like, you know, don't make no sense. You know, if we don't even know who
they are. That's right. When they first came out, everybody that they had on there, you already knew about. That was part of because they buzz was already up.
They had at least one hit song. B.O.B. had Haters Everywhere We Go, and Sharoth had the college joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While they had a joint, and I don't need the other little throwback dude they had over there in the corner. He did like one joint on MTV, and he like fell off. And then Wiz Khalifa, you know, he doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, but all them other cats, man, I swear to God, anybody that heard of any of them cats on this new Triple XL, call in and tell me. Because I must be sleeping or something. 347-826-7722 for real. I think 510 got the signal together. 510, what it do, baby? Yo, you breaking out, 510?
510. Do they want to be a part of this?
What are you saying? You call me in. What's up? Man, that phone sound crazy right now. You must got a bad area. You don't got the white dude behind you, do you? With the glasses.
We hope that the power lines stay up wherever he at. I hope the power lines stay up. Because it sounds like he around hella power lines. Watch out above, man.
For real, well, I can excuse that because, you know, it's been raising cats and dogs all over the place and stuff, especially in the tri-state area, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hell of storms going around, so I don't know. If he's around that area, you know what I'm saying, I can understand. Or if you're close to water, you know what I'm saying, then I can understand that. But shout out to my man OP for definitely providing us with this interview. So, Genesis, man, the other question I got to ask you is, what are some of the things you do to give back to the community, or if you had the means, or if you don't do it right now, something that you would want to do to give back to the community?
Well, not recently, but you know, recently I did shows. I did about five tour drives before Christmas. You know what I mean?
All right.
About five, six tour drives, you know what I mean, and brought toys out and, you know, and everything like that. But right now I'm honestly thinking about, like, within, like, 2 months or something like that. I was just talking about doing something like that and doing, like, a celebrity basketball game, but, like, all the artists that's buzzing regionally or whatever, or whoever I could bring out. You know, we have a basketball game and everything like that, bring out the referees and everything, and have all the kids come out or whatever, you know what I mean? So, something like that.
Definitely. And, you know, that's what we do. We definitely give back to the community, and we appreciate you giving back because not everybody does that, and that's what we need more from, you know, artists in the industry and, you know, and just people in general giving back to the community. So I'm definitely supporting you and commending you for that also.
Yeah.
We're going to try 510. You got it together now, 510?
510. They got to be with us right now. Come on, 510. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, 510. It sounds like OP.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I just have to come and talk shit real quick. I talk shit real quick. I've had to say something to everybody. I got the call, you know. So shout out to Lush. Shout out to Turntop Shouty over there. You know, my nigga Dennis and this shit. You know, but about that top freshman shit, that bullshit.
Uh oh.
What you think?
I ain't gonna go in all full throttle yet.
I'm gonna hold on, man. We gonna
do that after we finish up with Genesis. After we finish up with Genesis, we about to go in on that, and we gonna go in on your man Young Bird. You know, on a positive note about him, he's a great songwriter.
I just don't understand. But that's a whole other story. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. But, you know, we live with your boy Genesis. So, Genesis, man, you know, I'm loving everything that you're doing. I want to keep on supporting you, man. And we definitely need to definitely check out Vimo or log on to www.lessradioonline.com. Check out his promo video. We got it live on the front page. Follow him on Twitter. You know what I'm saying, and support everything that he's doing, man. If you're in the ATL area, man, make sure you check out his shows, man. Support this dude, man. I don't care if you're in Cali, worldwide, anywhere, man. This man got some fire. I ain't playing with that. For real. Seriously, man. And you know what? Just because we can, and this is Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, we can run that back again for the cats that didn't get a chance to check it. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to run that song back again because I feel like saying, to all of y'all, man. That's all y'all. What y'all haters out there? I'm going to karate chop the back of your head right now, son. But you know, last words I have to say is that, you know, I wish you nothing but success in everything that you're doing. Any final shout-outs to anything that you're doing, just go ahead and give them out. And, you know, also, if there's any kind of advice you would give to a youth trying to get into the industry, what would it be?
Okay, yeah. All right, well, first of all, as far as all the youths and everybody trying to, you know, do their thing, you know, just stay prayed up. That's it. That's it, and that's all. You know what I mean? Stay prayed up. Work hard. And shout out to Big Kid Entertainment. Shout out to OP. That's my partner right there. Shout out to DJ A-Man, too. Shout out to Train. And shout out to Lust's Radio, man. We going in, man. Turned up to the max.
Y'all love this nigga, man.
Yeah, he goes in.
Yo, do that high y'all one more time for me, please. Do it. Do it one more time. Do it. I love it. Go ahead. It makes my day. Go ahead. Oh, shit. I need a drop from his ass saying that shit. For real. Give a qualified number. You want to call in and say that and do the high y'all because that shit, I love that shit. That shit is hot. Yo, Guru, you got any final thoughts with Genesis?
Hey, Genesis, I want to say keep doing your thing. We following each other now, man. So I'm gonna be checking out your updates, man, to help you support the movement, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. We already locked in right now.
For sure, much love, big dog.
All right,
that's
I'm gonna check out the YouTube too, bro.
Yeah.
You already know.
All right.
Hold on, I got a question. He said OP is his father. OP is younger than me. How is he your father?
OP, that's my father. That's cussing out OP right there. Y'all know his name?
Oh, okay. I know he be cussing out over there, cussing out. That's what it is, man. But we love you, man. That's what it is, Genesis, man. And you know what I'm saying? You definitely open the block out with us and stuff. We're going wild out on Friday, man. We doing our thing. It's getting everybody here Friday, follow Friday, freestyle Friday, and we live in the building. We're going to also have your man, Evan Brown, live in the building. He's a producer. He's won several competitions on the iStandard Producers showcases with your man, Jay Hatch, man. He was at the Mix and Mingle situation that we had with Kevin Shine in New York City. And he's going to be live in the building with us. It's going to be crazy. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, we live in the building, man. I need to take y'all back to old school when I was an old fool, man. I got to take y'all back to some daylight soul because if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm going to take y'all back to... Oh, and we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about that Young Bird and that Triple XL, baby.
It's just me, myself, and I. one. It's just me, myself, and I. By stating I'm darkly packed, I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on assisting us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah.
That's Taya. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
That was another Lush Radio Online throwback, man. Daylight Soul, man. Where the hell was you at when you heard that song, man? I know you was up there getting breastfed, man. Still got Similac on your lip over there, son. But you know what I'm saying? Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to talk about this freshman edition of this Triple XL. Along with that, we're going to talk about Young Bird, man. Some cats just need to get out of here, man. It's Friday. We're going to have your man Evan Brown live in the building, producer. So we're going to have that little producer's corner in a second. But, yo, let's go to the lines, man. OP was about to go in. Google was about to go in. Let's talk about first and foremost, OP and Google, man, where were y'all at when you first heard that De La Soul jump off right there?
Yeah. Hello?
Is that OP over there?
He might watch the DVD and surround sound.
OP, you might watch the DVD and surround sound?
I'm still here.
I said, where was you at when you first heard that De La Soul jump off right there?
What?
Hello? OP, you there?
He might have lost his connection.
We might have had lost him or something. Well, somebody eat some Doritos or something. You eat Doritos over there, Guru?
I'm in my bag. You know, I snack and do the show multitasking. You know, I ain't going to clutch on the show, though. Funny. You put me all pass in my bag. Hey, yo,
yo.
You know.
Where was you at, son, when you heard that song?
I was on the turntables. You already know. When I heard it, I went crazy. So I used to do the whole DJ thing and still get it in. But I was definitely still doing my thing. 1-2s on the turntable, trying to kind of scratch that up, do my thing. See that Parliament beat, that Funkadelic beat right there, just take everybody back if they really up on their Funkadelic in that Parliament. So that's where that loop came from. So, I gotta go take it a little further back than that because I was around with the Funkadelics and all that. So that when I heard it, I just automatically was thinking the Funkadelics. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, that's kind of hot right there. They paying homage. I consider that to be paying homage. Even get that sample clear right there. You know, and George Clinton get his money on top of it, hey, you got to love it. You know, I was loving the whole situation because I knew they had to get clearance for that joint. George Clinton don't play about his money. You're going to pay George Clinton.
Wow.
That's right. That was a Funkadelic loop. Knee Deep. That song, Knee Deep, Funkadelic. Word up.
Yo, I got to say something right now, yo. People are bugged out in freaking Facebook, my dude, right now. This is totally off subject. You know how people be sending you groups and all kinds of stuff, right, for you to join on Facebook? You got to watch some of these groups you join. Yo, I went on this group, and they got a straight porn scene. They got some chick on there getting banged out by her man or whatever live on Facebook in the groups, yo.
Be careful, Rush.
They going hard as hell on Facebook now, son. It's crazy.
Sure sound like it.
Yo, this is crazy. I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow. Cats don't have no respect for Facebook no more, son. No respect. Y'all don't even care if anybody
Facebook
on it.
That's
just disrespectful.
I thought it was a time when Facebook wouldn't let that slide. So Facebook letting that slide, so I guess they getting
they
into that little game right now.
They doing whatever they want to.
Yeah. Yo, a group is a group. Group sex. That's called group sex.
Yo, I'm about to, I might even put that on blast, too. I might even tell y'all what group that is. They might give me a number. It's called the best you _ never had PUSSY Palace. That's the group on Facebook. It's a secret group, apparently. I don't know how the hell I was allowed to get this joint, but I don't even know these people. But yo, somebody's getting banged out on this joint, and it's crazy, man. They is disrespectful, disrespecting the purity of Facebook right now, son.
Wow. So that mean the younger people that's on Facebook. Well, how do they control that? Like, how do they control the younger people from actually, like, being able to be a part of that group? Like, what if somebody that's 14 or 13 on Facebook, like, they say, oh, shit, look what happened. Did y'all see that? That nasty group?
Yo, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how are they regulating this joint, man? People is posting pictures of their gonads, their private parts. I mean, it's like, it's crazy right now. Like, how are they regulating? How is Facebook regulating this? And you know, everybody and their mother got a Facebook. People's grandmothers got a Facebook. Their kids is on here. I mean, that's younger kids. Man, good night, man. Facebook done been freaking lost his virginity and stuff. But that's all I got to say. Facebook done lost his virginity.
You might see somebody grandmama in that group, so you better be careful. You don't want to have to put nobody grandmama on blast now. Like, yo, I see your grandmother in that group, yo. Be careful who you looking around for in the groups, man. You might be heavily surprised, yo. Somebody grandmama in that little dirty group, that little nasty group, boy, what's up? I'm like, yo, I'm loving this Facebook. I got me some new friends. Grandma going in.
Grandmama. This is
I fuck with you. Somebody grandmama with the lace and the pump going in.
Crazy right now, man. What's going? The world has lost its mind and gone crazy. But recaps of the things that's happened in the past week. Like I said, we had the meet and greet that went excellent, a lot of networking. And the crazy thing about it, we were looking for artists, independent artists. This was a chance for you to come out. It was a free event. We had A&Rs from record labels. We had Kevin Shine in the building. We had Booty Tuba producers in the building. We had so many different opportunities that you could link up with. You know what I'm saying, at this event, man, and the problem was we needed more artists to come. This was beneficial for more artists than anything.
Also on top of that, Emma had a birthday party. Also a couple people birthday parties. Salute to my father, rest in peace. He had his birthday. If he was alive, he would have been 59. His birthday was the 22nd, which is the same day as Fred the Godson. So happy birthday to Fred the Godson. Today's birthday is Doggy Diamond's birthday from 4th DVD. So happy birthday to him. Emma's birthday passed on the 19th. So happy birthday to all those Pisces out there that's definitely doing their thing. My birthday is going, it's coming around the corner, so don't forget it's going to be Celebrity Birthday Bash. Google going to be in the building. The whole Lush Radio squad going to be in the building. People coming through, man, it's going to be retarded. It's going to be bananas, bottle popping, all that, custom cakes, step and repeat. Yo, it's going to be a freaking movie. So you need to come through. Everybody that you say you rock with me, you rock with me, you do this, that, and third, I expect you to be in the building. It's going to be crazy. It's going to go ham. And you know my girl, Lethal Lips, that I manage, is going to be in the building with me, and you know I'm going to have her host, so you already know what it is. And I might even let her do a little quick little show because she's so phenomenal. But, Lethal Lips going to be in the building. Ayanna Gabriel is doing her competition. Make sure you vote for her for Expose TV. Log on and go ahead and vote for her. You can't let the other chick win. You just can't let her win because Ayanna just got vocal. So y'all got to go ahead and vote for her, sponsor her, stop playing games. Also on top of that, I want y'all to also check out, Lethal Lips. She's going up for, she's trying to be, the oral specialist. If y'all go, she's the oral specialist, an oral specialist. So y'all need to go on there and vote for her. I don't care about any other categories, but type in Lethal Lips on the oral specialist on there. You know what I'm saying? Because she got that mouth power. But
that little sexy
the power
mouth.
Of the mouth. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, besides that, she's a down-to-earth girl and stuff. And if you want to book Lethal Lips, holler at your girl, LushyLushCEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, if you want to book Lethal Lips for your event or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? We got the crazy promo packages. Right now, we rocking with Future Star DJs. We got the conference calls in the midst in the building. We got AU DJs. We got Coast to Coast DJs. We got K-State. We got a lot of people rocking in the midst with us right now. You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to get that, and also Google got the whole rotation with the BDS and everything, with the FM radio stations, you know what I'm saying? So honest, if you're really interested and you're really trying to get your stuff out there, holler at us, man. This is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? You know, put the promo and put the money and support yourself, man. Because, you know, a lot of artists sit here and say, oh, this, that, or third. But, son, I just seen you buy some new Jordans. I just seen you go over there and get that fake chain, man. But all of that you loses is value. You need to put your money where your mouth is, man, and let's work, because that's what we do all day. Let's work, man. We don't wear broke, we wear money. But Lethal Lips got a song called Brain Fest and stuff. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This is called, it's called Brain Fest, son.
Okay.
It's called Brain Fest. It's called Brain Fest.
Wow, that sounds like that's what it is.
What does that sound like, Brain Fest right there? It's called Brain Fest. And this is exclusive right here for y'all ears. I want to know what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Is it too OD? You know what I'm saying? Is y'all ready for this? It's going to be on her new mixtape. She's doing a mixtape. She got a lot of stuff. And she writes songs. So, you know, Pinky did it. But, you know what I'm saying? Lethal is on another caliber. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. Mm. Brain Fest. Watch baby online, man. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. Rock on, baby.
Baby, pay attention. I got some knowledge to share with you. Why don't you meet me after class? I got some
news. I wanna be smart, but you so dumb. So come and give me a let me show you what it's for. Let me show you what it's for. You need an answer. Let me show you what it's for. You need an answer. I wanna be smart, but you so dumb. Got a mouth to her, so I do my drink in it. I don't tolerate no pussy on my flippin' shit. You are a couple, then you best to relinquish it. You ain't a reason, bitch, you ain't that bitch. You been abducted by Gorilla Pimpin' Elliot. So here we go again. You know it gets
old. You been down my road. The bottles of the mo wrap my snake round your throat. Whoa, baby, welcome to the jungle. She screaming, aren't you said her uncle? Not a headlock, baby, that's a lover. Oh, sometimes the passion is all about the struggle. Then it came to me, say, wait a minute. Around here we drinking and TikTok these women. Please, no hurt feelings. I'm sorry about your feelings, but she can get it easy.
Come and give me, let me show you what it's for. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir. I wanna be smart, but you so dumb. Come and give me, let me show you what it's for. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir.
I love to get on my knees and serve my master. She's so smart, you can't get nothing past her. I'm so super smart, the super class. That's a throwback, the rapper coming tall with the master. My knowledge so deep, I mean real deep. I'm the valedictorian, Becky Teach.
You said what?
Becky Teach off me. To learn a check or two and follow me fearlessly. Got the hood going crazy, brains and overload. This shit's been vegan trying to stop like my deep throat. Like, is that shit real? How did she do it? Needs to go back to school and speak all language fluent. I'm about a little ready yet, trilingual, cause you can't pop once or twice. Don't make your thoughts move. This is a no brainer. This is purple. See that dummy there? You don't need to take me for it later.
It's you so dumb. Come and give me, let me show you what it's for. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes, sir. I wanna be smart. It's you so dumb.
Just met a whole aim on my sidekick. You dumb, I mean, shorty, you fun. Won't you come here and give me brain like a sidekick? Get on your knees like my name is your highness. Open up your mouth and place it on my. She a freak, plus she a challenger. She wanna throw me neck from the passenger. Yellow light, red light, get your head right. Like a double-sided coin, she gave me twice. That's before we even got to the telly. Here's the best part, my kid dropped to her belly. In the room now, in your clothes on the floor. Give me that, let me show you what it's for. Cover your teeth with your lips, focus on your jaw. After you give me brain, let me show you to the floor.
So dumb, come and give me. Let me show you what it's for. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes sir. Let me show you what it's for. You need, yes sir. I wanna be smart, but you so dumb. Come and give me.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
That was a Lush Radio Online exclusive. That was exclusive from Leap of Lips right there. That was called Brain Fest right there. She was getting her little sexy on with her rapping and everything like that. I think she actually got some skills, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what you think, Guru? How'd you feel about that joint? It was kind of graphic. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could definitely hear it in the, ain't going to be able to say it's going to make the radio, but I know it probably, you know, make the clubs and the strip clubs go, you know, the dancers shake it up. Shake it up and drop it like it's hot. Get that Becky trick. Yo, that's happening. That ain't getting Becky. So, I mean, you gotta go to the room, to the champagne room on that one.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, champagne room.
Get that Becky.
Definitely. If you would like any bookings or anything with Lethal List, man, get at me, man. She's doing a mixtape. It's coming out soon for that, man. And make sure you're the one with the golden ticket, because it's going to be crazy. But we're going to have your man Evan Brown live in the building. This dude right here, you know, he reminded me, when I first met, he reminded me of Cut Castro. Remember Cut Castro? You know what I'm saying? You know, working hard and you know, just, you know, he's just so talented in what he does. And, you know, and he's hungry. And, you know, he's won a lot of awards for the I Standard Producers. He's a pianist. He can do a lot of things. Like, this dude's like one of them, like, freaking geniuses, like Beethoven or something. He's like the black Beethoven. So he He's going to be live in the building with us, man. And shout out to Music Maestro. He was retweeting and everything. Make sure you follow him. Evan, this is, I think it's Evan Brown. Yeah, so, but he's going to correct us. He's going to call in and do his 1-2 because it's Lush Radio Online, man. And we cooking something up for y'all, man. We cooking up. We hype right now. It's Friday. It's raining outside. It's retarded. And we turned up. Yeah. Call up from the 646. We got Evan Brown live in the building, baby. What up?
Lush Radio, what's going on, girl?
Oh. Ain't nothing much, man.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I mean, do we got Evan Brown live in the building? Is this him in the building?
This is him. This is him. I appreciate y'all for letting me on the show. Thank you very much.
You all ready?
Hey, man. It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? I love artists and producers. And you know, that are hungry, that are definitely doing their thing out there, and, you know, it's, and have the pure talent. They do it for the love of it, and you have that pure talent, and that's what I love about you, and you're good, and you're a humble dude, and that's what I like. And I got my boy out there, Future Guru 100. I had a promotions live in the building with us right now and stuff, so say what up to Guru. Guru, what up, boy?
What it do, man? I see you out there, man. Congratulations, man. Keep up the good work. We got you 110%, man. Welcome to the
Thank
show,
you.
Man. That's what's up right
very
there.
Much. Thank you very much. You know, I'm always working hard, always working on to the next one, you know, just making things happen, making it all happen, you know, Inc.
Yo, well, right now, this section right now, we call it the Producer's Corner because he's going to talk to us and, you know, he's going to give us some tips and talk to some of these producers out there that's trying to get into the game. But first and foremost, man, before we get into it, Evan, you got any shout-outs, babe?
Of course. First and foremost, I want to shout-out Ms. Lush for the opportunity. Shout-out to Guru. Shout-out to iStandard. You know, iStandard is doing their thing. A lot of producers out there showing them much love. Shout-out to my boy, my homeboy, Music Maestro, showing love 100% all the time. Shout out to my manager, Drizzy, because he's always holding me down. We're always in the streets looking for the next opportunity, the next placement. Shout out to everybody who's supporting the whole Evan Brown and my label, Eno Inc., 100%. I really appreciate the love, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're working hard, and we're not taking it over. It's already happened. We're already on that level. It's time for the world to actually hear Evan Brown and actually see what he can bring to the table.
Definitely. You got to claim it, man. And shout out to Drizzy, man. That dude right there, I like that dude. He had me laughing, man, for real. He's a good dude, for real. He's
That's my right hand, man.
He's definitely a go-hard manager. He go hard in the paint, man. He take it to the next level to make sure his artist is there and whatever it is. And that dude go hard, man, for real. So I salute him. Shout out to Drizzy out there doing his thing. But man, talk to us, man. What made you become a producer? Everybody, a lot of people, you know, come in as dancers, come in as DJs, come in as, you know what I'm saying, beat makers at first, man. What made you decide to come into this game as a producer?
Well, first and foremost, before even being a producer, I'm a musician. I've been playing piano since the age of 9. What actually really got me into producing was Stevie Wonder, honestly. He's like one of my, inspirations, whatever. And, you know, just from listening to that at a young age, just made me, you know, always curious about music production. So I figured, you know, I see Stevie doing, I see all these other producers, Pharrell, Timbo, I see Diddy on the screen dancing around, saying all that. So I wanted to see exactly, you know, what I could actually bring to the table. And at an early age, I started producing at the age of 14. If you know, I've been associated with the Grammy Foundation at the age of 16. They actually flew me to Santa Monica, California for my production and was out there with the Grammy Foundation. I actually did a whole production for them. It was a track called Silence is Loud. Moving on to that, after that stage, you know, hustling, getting everything established. And then I moved on and went to Bad Boy Records. And actually, you know, was working alongside Diddy, Sean Combs himself on the Last Train to Paris album, interning there. Met so many connects, so many people, you know, and getting my music out there and letting these A&Rs and everyone hear exactly what I can bring to the table. Now it's just, you know, sparking, it was loving. They still do, of course, you know, just getting more established. Then shout out to Brian Michael Cox as well, too. One of my favorite producers actually follow me on Twitter, shows love all the time. Just so he's like one of my mentors. One of my favorite, you know, producers, one of the many others that are out. You know, then to the step, next step is like, all right, I know I got high joints. All right, let's see what the crowd thinks. Let's see what the people actually think about it. Took it to iStandard doing beat battles. And shout out to my boy Jay Hatch because he always shows love to us at the beat battles. Did that, you know, took it 3 times in a row. Shout out to Tri-State as well, too. Tri-State, he's a dope producer. And shout out to Music Maestro, too, because he always shows love as well, too. Did that, and, you know, on to the next one. Got, you know, networking with other A&Rs and managers and, you know, these artists, upcoming artists. And now I was working on a, you know, with Jay Holiday on this upcoming album. Now this whole weekend I'll be out in the studio grinding hard, working on the Monica and Kelly Rowland placements. So I summarized it down, but between those, it was a lot of grinding going on, a lot of no sleep, none of that, a lot of hard work. So I know a lot of people think that, you know, they look at these people and they look at these producers and they're like, oh, it's an overnight kind of thing. It's not overnight. You have to put in your work. And when I say put in your work, I don't mean just being, you know, on the keys, you know, in the keys or whatever. You actually have to be in the field. Actually, don't be scared to let these people hear your music. Because this is the only way that you're gonna be out there. Be scared, you know, of somebody stealing your beat or your track or whatever. Because, I mean, what do you really have, you know, to lose at that point, you know, when you're not actually to the level where you want to be? So, you know, don't be scared to actually get out there and, you know, attack these, not attack it necessarily, but, you know, go out there and reach out to these people. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it is possible and you can make it happen.
Definitely. What motivates you, Evan? What motivates you? How do you get into your zone when you just create a masterpiece?
What motivates Evan Brown? Evan Brown is motivated by other producers. When I hear a hot track come on, when I'm in the club just listening, or when I'm just out there and I hear a hot joint, I'm like, yo, I gotta make something crazier than that, something way crazier than that. So I'm always on my toes listening to other producers, as well as, you know, have a family, you know, my family behind me supporting me 100%, and I have my team. You know, I work really hard, you know, for everything that I do. So, you know, my motivation is just other producers, you know, working hard and getting to the point where I have to go, meeting these goals and meeting these expectations.
Definitely. I'm going to throw it over there to Guru over there in Jersey. Guru, you got a question for Evan?
Yeah, I do. I just want to get his Twitter right quick so we can get that popping, man. You got the Twitter popping already?
Twitter is at I am Evan Brown. Hit that follow button.
I am Evan Brown, EBAN. Okay.
Be sure to follow Eno Inc. as well. My production label at Eno Inc.
Okay, yeah, my other question is, like, besides, you know, like, I'm glad that you mentioned the musician part. You know, I thought that was very interesting while I was listening to you. So I just want to touch on, like, I mean, I don't like to knock the producers that's out here now that doesn't really take up a position of studying music, studying piano, whether it's drums, bass guitar, to be able to sit in a studio session. I just want you to just touch on, like, the difference, like what can be the difference between a producer that does and a producer that just coming on, punching buttons on, you know, whatever program they use, Reasons or whatever, you know, the Logic or, yeah.
Fruity Loops,
all those button punchers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot of great programs out there that allow you to use your creativity. But I want to just touch on the difference between studying music, practicing, and really going in.
All right. Well, I'll first start off, there's a difference between a producer and the beat maker.
Right.
Label myself as a producer, not being the fact that it has nothing to do with, you know, being the fact that I actually play. Yeah, it's a good, you know, part of it. But understanding, you know, music and how to construct a song, you know, and learning these measures and, you know, learning your key signatures and everything that comes along with it as well. But, you know, like you said, the people who are the button clickers, you know, I'm not saying that they don't know about music yet. They didn't know about music, but there's a different kind of feel and a different kind of style when you're actually hands-on with this equipment other than sitting in front of the computer with Fruity Loops and clicking, you know, clicking it all in, quantizing it. It doesn't sound, you know, everybody has their tool. You know, my tool, I like to play. I'm a player. But then you have you people who are drummers, you know, people like to drum. You know, I've been doing this for a while. I've actually graduated, you know. I know how to mic drums, you know. I've actually soaked everything in, you know, to this point. So if I have to get in the studio, you know, if I did get in the studio with Stevie Wonder one day, which I plan on doing, you know, I can actually, you know, mic a set or, you know, actually play. You know, it distinguishes the, you know, the little boys from the grown men, honestly. Because when you go to these events and these beat battles, from my experience, you can actually tell, you know, who actually knows music.
And this is the other thing that I want to talk about, because this is the Producer's Corner. If you're just joining us right now, we got your boy Evan Brown live in the building, man. Producer doing his thing, man. I need you guys to go out there and support that. Call him at 347-826-7722. But the question is, man, a lot of people don't know how to decipher the difference between a beat maker, a producer, and an engineer. Break it down for them.
A producer is a person, like I said, who knows how to craft a song all the way from when you first getting into the beat, which is the introduction. You know how to catch the emotion. You know how to move a person's emotion by using, you know, your song structure. An engineer is a person who's always along the side of the producer. They actually put the story together. They make sure the story is as vivid as possible. So a beat maker is, you know, a person who's like, all right, I'm going to make this beat. I don't know how it's going to come out, but, you know, I'm going to construct it, and, you know, and however it comes out, that's that. You know, I don't want to actually bash beat makers. There's just a difference, that's what I'm saying.
Definitely, because and for y'all cats out there, it's going around saying you're a beat maker because you said tap, 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 and it sounds like a Super Mario beat. Mario beat from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You sitting here talking about you super producing, you actually set, like, for real, learn the craft, understand the instruments, understand the tones, understand melodies, stop acting like the tone deaf, get it together, man, or take some lessons from Evan Brown. That's all I got to say.
I give lessons. It's going to cost you, though, but we'll talk about that later.
Definitely, man. But Evan, is there any like websites, anything you want to throw out there that we need to check for, look for and stuff, and get out to?
Definitely. First and foremost, you can check out enoinc.com. That's my production label that I have together. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/IamEvanBrown. You know, if you want to find out anything about me, I'm on YouTube. You can simply go to Google and type in Producer Evan Brown. I have, like, a lot of videos out there, discographies, all the credentials that I've, you know, been doing at this point. You know, I'm not hard to find. I'm right there in the Bronx, BX, you know. So
BX,
while you can. All my hard work can do, so you got to catch me while you can.
That's definitely, and then hopefully Evan will bless me and bring out that keyboard, man, and play me a little melody for my birthday. You know what I'm saying, next month, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully he does.
Definitely, I got you, Lush. You already know I got you. I want to also throw out there, if anybody, you know, wants to reach and, you know, work on any upcoming projects, if you're looking for a producer, be sure to hit my manager. You can hit him on Twitter. His Twitter is at drydrizzy, D-R-Y-D-R-I-Z-Z-Y. If you can't get in contact with me, definitely hit him.
make sure you hit him up. He's a good dude, man, very personable, you know what I mean? And he does respond back to you on time. And, you know, another thing, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to throw it over there to Google. Google, you got some questions, some more questions for Evan?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just talk about the grind that you put in, like, to be in a position to have, like, to get the call for placements. Because, I already know, what it takes. Like, and a lot of these producers, I mean, you know, they grinding, don't get me wrong, but you already got to be on a certain level in a certain circle to get placements, because one thing can take you from producing beats for Monica and, like you said, and such, to doing tracks for Disney and other soundtracks for movies. So, I mean, just getting into that part of it for the producers, you know, that, you know, I mean, hey, everybody ain't there on that level, but, you know, if you could just touch on, like, some of the networking aspects of keeping yourself together and grinding and pushing it. Because I like what you said. One thing I do like what you said about don't be scared to throw, you know, put your beat out there. Like, I mean, if you ain't really doing nothing with your beat and other than in the house and having your friends over and say, yo, listen to this track, I mean, what are you doing? So, I mean, you know, you'll never get the call, basically, is what I'm saying. So I want you to just touch on that. Yeah.
You know, like I said, don't be scared to get it out there. Use these websites. I mean, there's a ton of resources out there. There's YouTube. Everybody knows YouTube. There's SoundClix. There's Reverb Nation. I don't know if people use my, I don't really use MySpace, but it's still there. I still have it there. The internet is a beautiful thing, and there's so many ways that you can promote yourself right now. You have the Twitter, Facebook, all that. Just use everything that you possibly can. And just do your research. I do a lot of research a lot of times. Before I jump into a situation, I always make sure I do my research on, you know, what I'm getting myself into and how to, what's going to be, like, the maximum point, exactly how much I can get out of this when I actually do it. For the placement situation, you got to just be out there. You know, if you can do B-bells, do showcases, be around at events where, you know, there are people who are in the same field as you, because everybody knows a rapper, everybody knows a songwriter. You know, people, this industry is, it may seem, you know, big, but it's really not. Everybody knows, you know, someone's linked up to somebody always, all the time. That's why you just got to be out in the field, just be out in the field and always put God first. That's number one as well, too.
That's real talk right there, man. That's real talk, man. You guys need to take notes. I always tell you guys, bring a pen and a pad when you're on Lush Radio Online, man, for real, because we ain't playing no games out here, son. For real, no games, son.
Yeah, I mean,
get it together.
I got some songs
from Evan that he produced, so we can give you a little sample of some stuff, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So we want to go and see what we got in the arsenal. And one song we got right now, we got two songs, actually. We got How Many Steps, produced by Evan Brown, and we have You Talking, F You Talking About, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna play both of them joints, you know? And we're going to throw that out to the people. So stay on the line with us. We're live with your boy, Evan Brown, producer, doing this
building.
On the line. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you support him.
Let's go.
Right here, man. How many steps? Evan Brown, baby.
down on that one?
Come at him, talk about, yo, can I put some vocals on? Nah, get it together, all right? If you want to holler at your man, Evan, holler at us, Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Drizzy is doing his thing. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Goon, you heard that, son? You heard
yo,
that, Goon?
Yo, that was a killer, killer track. Yo, you heard
yo.
Thank you.
Did you see the transition, son? You hit the joint that you could just hit that joint and just hit him with the... and then you can hit it like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, my man is crazy with it, man. I'm telling you, this is talent in its pure form right here, man. Pure form.
That was hot.
Nah. Definitely.
I'm
proud of you, man, and I want you to do nothing but be successful, man, for real.
Thank you very much, Lush. I really appreciate that. Definitely. I just want to also throw out there, I didn't do it before. Definitely, if you want to, now that you heard, you know, the tracks, then you actually know what I'm bringing to the table. Definitely holler at my manager. I just want to throw my number out there. His number out there, 646-228-7675. Only serious contacts, please, because we're really busy and, you know, time is money and not putting any energy towards, you know, fraudulent situations. Wow, yeah.
You know the ones that call you
and don't call you back, or you call them and they don't call you back. Yeah, we know all about them. Yeah, man. The half steppers. I think Big Daddy made that song for those cats because he was light years ahead of, like, ain't no half stepping. And that's what happens when cats want to get at you, want to
check out what you do. They're not real serious or the budget ain't right. I mean, Big Daddy Kane said it, man. I'm going to have that song put in the background when I'm on the phone with these cats, man. I think I'm just going to be playing that in the background from now on. While I chop it up. I mean, I got to chop it up because that's what I do as far as, you know, getting it in with my business. But, like, I think I'm going to really have to have Big Daddy Kane playing in the background from now on because I really can't devote a lot of time to the pro crap, man. What is that song, about 4 minutes long?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play it twice and give him 8 minutes of my time. That's about it. That's what I'm playing, but this is how it goes, man.
All right, that's what it is. Hit up Dry Drizzy, manager Dry Drizzy, 646-228-7675. Eno Inc. We are
definitely
everywhere.
All I can say is that I love this dude. This young man right here makes me, like, have a tear come on my eye because I love pure talent, and I love somebody that's hungry and it's about their business. And he's talented. Like, you don't always get people that are super talented that knows the ins and outs of the music. Like, he just listens to the stuff and he already knows what he wants to do and it's like he's like a mad scientist or something. It's crazy. Y'all need to go on the YouTube and check him out while he's actually doing his thing. You know what I mean? So it's more to come for Evan Brown, and you know, we definitely want to support him. What are some of the artists that you're working with? I know you dropped some earlier. Are there some independent artists that you're working with, or are there some artists that you kind of look forward to working with in the future?
In the future, I look forward. I'm trying to get in contact with Fred the Godson. Fred the Godson, if you're listening, I got tracks to ship out to you. Please contact that number. Definitely.
Oh, wow.
That's too hard.
That's easy.
We got that direct contact. So you know, we got that direct contact. Shout out to Blockwork. Shout out to Zoe. Shout out to Buddha and everybody else. We got that direct contact. So if that's what you want, we can actually put that in your hands. It's all about, are you ready for that right now? Because that's our man. That's my brother right there.
Yep. Lush, let's make it happen. Come on, man. Come on, let's make it happen.
ain't that kind of crazy that he just shouted that out? Shouted out our boy Fred the Godson. Shout out to Tito, too, man, putting in that work on the Twitter. And shout out to Fred the Godson for... He holding it down on his own Twitter, too. Like, he goes in, like, Tito goes in, the whole Blockwork fan goes in, man. We support them all, body. And shout out to Emma. You already know what it is, man. Yo, I mean, that's an easy thing for us right there, man. Like, you just asked you, man, are you ready?
Let's do it.
This is what Les does, man. Ain't nobody better at this.
No, the Bronx, we got to put the Bronx back on the map, man. What's up?
He's going to respect the BX all day for you right there. He's going to rep that.
I don't know if you got his email, but I'm going to give it to you. It's fredthegodson@gmail.com, but I'm going to contact his manager and everything, and we're going to have to go ahead and make that phone call and put you guys on the phone together and go ahead and make that situation work real quick.
We need to make a hit, too.
All I'm saying is if you guys make a hit, Lush Radio Online, our first dibs on that exclusive. And on top of that, I need a shout-out on that track. That's all I want to hear.
That's what you want, Lush. You got it.
I think that already sounds like a hit.
It's blessed for it to be golden already, man. I'm seeing stars right now. I'm loving it. But yo, real talk, man, I definitely need to holler at my boy Evan Brown. Some of the things that people might do. That are wrong. Some things that you think that they do really wrong. Some things that are your pet peeve. Some of the cats, so called, saying they're producers or whatever.
Some things that dudes do wrong.
Hit me up on Twitter asking me to send them beats so they can actually listen to my track to remake it. Yeah, I got that so many times. That artist hitting me up saying, I'm looking for a beat. And I asked them how much, and they said they want a free track. It don't work like that. You got to invest in yourself.
You want free promotion, too, you know. Wow. It ain't only you, dog. I mean, I know you be having, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Looking at your phone all crazy, like, yo, are you serious? But they want free promo, too, man. It's crazy.
I have no problem at all, you know what I'm saying? You know, giving out a free track or whatever. You can actually go to enoinc.com right now and download a free beat produced by Evan Brown. But when you constantly keep coming back, like, yo, let me get a free beat, and it don't work like that. So that's one of my pet peeves, you know what I'm saying? Come right. Come professional. It's not a playground. No kids is here. You know what I'm saying? So simple as that. That's my pet peeve.
And you know, the worst thing about it, too, is that the artists be like, you know, even if you did look out for them, it's like, okay, even if you did look out, it's a time where you need to stop feeding the hand that's been feeding you, you know what I'm saying? It's time for you to stop feeding, you know? You know, and you definitely need to start, you know, and shout out to my man Genesis for showing us love on the Twitter and everything, for real. And shout out to, make sure you follow I Am Evan Brown on Twitter, and shout out to the Doggy Diamonds for his born day today. You know, if a producer's been feeding you and looking out, you know, and he say, yo, my dude, at the end of the day, we all got to pay bills, for real. Let's be realistic about it. You know what I'm saying? And you going to say, yo, you hating? How you a hater? I've been feeding you shit for a minute. How you a hater? You need to get your ass in with that shit.
Wow.
Not a good look, Lush. Not a good look.
And when people do stuff like that, that's why you get nada from us. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's no bueno. For real. That's crazy, though, but it's just sad, you know what I'm saying? People definitely need to step their game up. If you weren't doing music, even though it's, like, forged in your soul, you eat, breathe it, it's, like, in your bloodstream, if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing right now?
If I wasn't doing music right now, I would be somewhere in an art gallery. So I have a lot of creativity. I don't just – I'm a producer, of course. That's my number one priority, but I draw. I'm an artist. I take pictures. Anything creative, I do. Because being a producer, I mean, yeah, you could do that. But you also have to sometimes, I don't know, this is just me speaking, I venture out to other, you know, things like painting or going out. Because I have to grab these ideas from somewhere. I have to, you know, it doesn't just come to my mind. I take it off for inspiration from something. And I love
Somebody asked me in the chat room, why you a Cancer?
Am I what?
Are you a Cancer? Somebody asked me in the chat room why you a Cancer.
I'm a Virgo.
You a Virgo? Because they were saying you have all the creativity and stuff. You sound like a Cancer.
Nah, I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo.
Okay. That's what's up. So, you know, all y'all Virgos out there, my cousin's a Virgo. Y'all very passionate about whatever y'all do. Whatever y'all put your hands to, y'all definitely passionate about it.
Shout out to the Virgos out there, Virgo.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to Guru, and we're going to give our final thoughts and stuff, and we're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the crazy stuff that's going on in this past week for real.
Man, I just want to say, man, I appreciate hearing the music tonight, and I'm definitely following you right now on Twitter. So, I mean, we just going to be in contact, man. I like to do good business with good people, man, and support and help promote, like, good quality music. See, that's what's missing out here, a lot of quality. Like, you even have to think about quality before you even sit down to make a beat. You just can't start tapping keys. Like, I mean, you know, because I'm a drummer. I'm speaking from a musician standpoint. Like, I always checking the track. I'm checking the track from the top to the bottom. So every instrument that you hear, I'm on it. So, like, you have to think about quality in your music. And I'm getting that from Evan, and I appreciate it. And I just want to say, keep doing your thing, man. You know, we gotta encourage the young cats. Because you know what? There's a lot of hot producers out here that only like 19, 18, and 17, and 15 years old. You gotta give them some credit. But you always can learn something. So that's what I wanted to touch on. And you know, most people that don't think they know it all are going to be the best producers because they always got an ear open. Like if Quincy Jones walked in the room and sat down with you and said, "Hey man, you need to do this and do that," I mean, you would have to be a dummy to look at him and say, "What the hell are you talking about, man?"
Yeah.
You know, whether you knew who he was or not, like, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
The name is Quincy Jones. Like, come on.
Yeah,
so,
man.
You gotta respect that. And I like how he touched on Stevie Wonder. You know, that was kind of like I was taken aback by that. So I really can appreciate the musician side of Stevie Wonder, as well as being able to keyboard and not only seeing a handicap, but he did it. Ain't no braille on them keys, man. Ain't no braille on them keys for Stevie Wonder, man. He's a true musician.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Kirsten, you know how true a musician is? If you are a blind man and you
That's
can
right.
sit there and
right.
tell every note and every key from top to bottom and
right.
just give out such utter beauty when you hit the keyboards. And
yeah.
that's one of my favorite artists. I ain't even going to lie. I love me some Stevie.
They
live in the sky for our love. That's my dog.
That's on the right. And don't forget about the older one he made, I Was Born to Love Her. He played the harmonica. He played the harmonica on that one, I Was Born to Love Her. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You go hear that track, you're going to really want to study music.
Yeah,
for real.
Stevie played the drums too. Don't get it twisted. Stevie played the drums too.
Yeah, this I know. Yeah. Trust me. This I know.
That's right.
Yes.
Those
drums,
baby.
Any videos or anything that we need to look for in the future and everything for you right now? And an email if just in case if people want to get at you or just throw out your manager's information once again. Just throw out Drizzy's information and your Twitter for the people again.
Definitely. Check out enoinc.com. It's enoteinc.com. Check out the Evan Brown Twitter. I am Evan Brown. Check out my manager, Dry Drizzy. His phone number once again is 646-228-7675. Like I said, you can Google producer Evan Brown. I'm everywhere. Eno Inc. Know the movement. Respect it. And we are everywhere. Eno Inc., baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And we salute you. We love you. And we're going to continue to rock out with you, man. We're going to go into a song real quick. And when we come back from this song, we're going to tap into this stuff, man. If you guys checked out the Grammys, they did a... basically a tribute to Aretha Franklin. You know, we love some Aretha. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha. You know what I'm saying? That's our mother right there when it comes to that soul, man. So, you know, they had Florence from the Machine, which is she's basically, she's an alternative artist. They had Jennifer Hudson up there, Yolanda Adams up there. They had Christina Aguilera out there. So it was almost, and it was another young lady. So it was like five women, and they went in. So we got a snippet of that also that we're going to play for y'all if you didn't get to see that on the Grammys and stuff. But, yeah, so we live in the building. We're going to talk about Youngberg, and we're going to talk about that Triple XL magazine. But you can hang out with us if you want to, Evan, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go into that. This song I'm playing right here goes out to everybody that had that ex, right, or whatever. And, you know, that ex says, you know, you the best they ever had, you know, or, you know, they had that one person that they can't get over their mind. As many relationships you get into, but you got that one number one that's in the top five that you like, bang, where you at right now? So shout out to everybody that has that one in a million person out there, the best I ever had. This is from Neo, which is one of the greatest songwriters I know.
He does his thing. One in a million. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. And this goes out to all the sexy ladies out there.
You look like you just got this.
No. No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
Thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on, come on, come on.
Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. Top model here to your everyday everywhere. Less than all, but more than a few. But I never met one like you.
Been all over the world.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy. So crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lush live in the building, man. It's crazy right now, son. So crazy right there. But, yo, One in a Million, I love that song. It's my favorite song. And I always do the dance moves to it because that's just what I feel like doing. She can't let you let's live in the building, man, this Friday. And right now, I'm rocking my moose hat. Yo, shout out to my cousin Tima, you know what I'm saying, with the chicken wings. Shout out to the Lund, Brownsville, the whole squad, everybody up there, man, East New York and Rockaway Avenue. Yo, she put me on to the animal hats. So I got an animal hat on. My daughter got the monkey hat like she got on right now. I got the moose hat. So I'm rocking the moose hat while we do the show. I'm feeling moosey right now. I'm feeling moosey. We live in the building, man. But I got some new joints. I got a new song from Shauna, too. You know what I'm saying? Former First Lady of DTP. I got a new joint from her called Fire Flame, son. So, yeah. But before we get into that, man, oh, God, let's talk about your man, Young Bird. Man, apparently last night it was posted up online, all right, your man, Young Bird. Your man, Young Bird, went and, every artist is, at the end of the day, we got to realize that artists are regular people. And a lot of y'all guys might not know, Young Bird has actually wrote for Last Train to Paris. He wrote for that. He wrote for a lot of people. I think he's a better songwriter than artist, really. He's originally from Chicago. And, you know, we heard him do the song, Hey Sexy Lady. We know he got smacked up a couple of times. He got his cane robbed from him. It's always a spectacle with this day. I'm wondering, is it a so-called thing for independent for artists to basically do spectacles or, like, you know, 50 Cent done did it, you know, with the World Star thing, you know, publicity stunts. It's just what it is, man. But anyway, with him, this is the situation. My man had a little shorty, you know what I mean? She had a little video vixen, you know, all of them be smashing their little video vixens or their little side piece, right? So I guess he did something. Maybe he ain't get the bra, her money. I guess he was tricking, whatever. Chick got pissed off. You know, he was sending his little freak pictures. You can tell it's one of them personal joints because, you know, every dude does this. Dude stands in the mirror, has his phone up, takes a picture of his Johnson, you know what I'm saying? With his shirt off, trying to flex out and everything. So he got a picture of that, picture holding his meat, you know what I'm saying? He got a foot fetish, so he got pictures of feet and all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, wow, they put this cat on blast. But all I can say is that if they didn't know who Young Bird was, they definitely know who he is now. And he got more people following him, just like Cassie, you know, put out the sex joint, Rihanna and all of that stuff, you know, putting out their pictures. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a promotional thing, but I don't know. I was looking at it. I wasn't that impressed. I was looking at the Johnson. But anyway, that's baby all live. We live in the building, man. We bugging out, man. What you think about that, man? They put that man on blast, boo. What you think about that, son?
Publicity stunt, pretty much. He must be ready to drop a single, so he getting his followers up and all that. Yeah, it must be. I mean, you know. Hey, I mean, look at. I can't say, like, it's not staged, but, you know, it is. I can't say that it is staged, but it is a slight chance, just like Kim Kardashian and Ray J. I mean, what you going to do? They were so upset when that joint dropped. Then all of a sudden they got a distribution deal with this big old porn company, and they went and took the money and they ran with it. So you gotta be real. Like, you know, these things happen, man. You know, these things happen. Look how Kim took off after all of that Ray J shit. I mean, it is what it is. People got to get their hustle on the best way they know how. I mean, Kim used the booty. Kim used, you know, the big, famous, infamous scene with Ray J. So she got it in, and look what she's doing now. So, I mean, hey, they following that. You know, trust me, they following. Yeah, they definitely following that. If that's a way to get in the game or stay in the game, you never know what people going to do, man.
Hey, yo, boo, it's time for you to put out some pictures, son.
Yo, that is funny. I think I'm just going to fall back from that.
Let's stay some shit.
You know, I'm not even going. You want to stay some shit? Whoa, I think we'll blow up too, but. Yo, imagine that.
That's crazy, that's crazy. Evan, what you think about that, man? People doing publicity stunts, man.
Evan's still on the line.
I guess we lost Evan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we was asking what you think about that, you know, you heard about Youngberg, like, you know, what's like with publicity stunts nowadays?
Oh, man, I don't know nothing about the Youngberg situation. I heard about it, but I don't know. If you're going to do a publicity stunt, at least, come on, you're going to do something like that? Come on, I don't know. I mean, a publicity stunt is a publicity stunt, but when you take it to that level, it's something else.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm just putting it out there that it very well could be, man. It very well could be. I'm just putting it out there that it very well could be. So.
Because I don't see no response. I don't even think he like mad about it. Because like if they ain't even know him like that, they definitely know him today. They know him last night.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yo, Bird.
Wow. Yo, my man was out there, son, with the foot fetish and everything. Like, wow. I'm like, good night.
Crazy.
That's crazy. But let's move on. The next topic tonight is we're talking about the new XXL freshman edition, okay? Everybody's with the controversy, like, yo, like, you know, they had Wale, they had, you know, Wiz Khalifa, B.O.B. All and Asherah. But now this new one, like, all these cats had buzz. You know, at least they did a hit song. You feel me? These new cats getting on this joint, they got, like, 11 cats. Where did they get these cats from? How do they determine who's a freshman and who's not? Who determines this? Let's talk about it. This is what I want to know. All right, since we have a guest on here, Evan, what you think about this, man? What you think about this?
Why are you trying to get me in trouble, girl?
You can beg to leave yourself out of the situation. You know, you can say, I plead the fifth, and we let you rock out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to answer.
I plead the fifth. I'm not answering that question. That's a setup.
Guru, we have the freelance to talk about it. Go ahead, Guru. What you think?
I mean, like I said, I'm gonna do my research exactly who they put in that joint. I don't got all the artists' names, so I don't really want to say. So, I mean, these mags are getting that bread too. Like, they getting that bread. They gotta make money. It's worked out just like, I mean, it's no different. Radio's no different. It takes money to get publicity. And, you know, this could be one of the biggest publicity stunts of this quarter. We still in the first quarter, right? So
Yeah,
we still in the first quarter. So, I mean, take a look at it. I mean, that's how you max out the end of the first quarter. They're going to max out with that. Like, basically, they're getting a lot of press already. People are going to pick it up. People are going to check it out. And look at what it's doing for the mag. It's not hurting the mag at all right now. So they got to make their sales, man. But I like what you said about earlier, Lush. Like, if you don't have a buzz, how could you be in the magazine? You have to have, like you said, have at least one hit joint.
Oh, now, you know what, though? You know what, though? Now, this is the thing. Now, I got to give it, okay? I got to give it. It's 11 people on there, okay?
Okay.
And out of the 11 people, I'm actually going to say I know a couple of them. And I'm going to go ahead and read down the list. Now, we just talked about Fred. Fred got on the cover. So, salute to my brother who got on there, okay?
All right.
And salute to Diggy, because Diggy, it does got some stuff, and Lil Twist do got some bars. I heard a couple of his stuff or whatever. So, now, this is the final cut. The hip-hop expert reacts to the XXL 2011 freshman cover. 2011 freshman cover, fourth annual freshman cover leaked yesterday on the queue that the internet is going nuts right now. It's usually 10 artists, but this year they got 11, okay? They got Meek Mills. Some people are kind of like iffy about Meek Mills, but he is doing his numbers in Philly. They got Big K-R-I-T. I don't know who that is. Cypher the Prince. I don't know who that is. Lil Twist from Young Money. He is doing his thing. He definitely got bars for a young dude. Yellow Wolf has been doing his thing. Fred the Godson is burning up the Bronx. Mac Miller, I don't know who that is. YG, I don't know who that is. Lil B, I don't know who that is. Kendrick Lamar, I don't know who that is. And Diggy Simmons. I could say out of all of them people, so Meek Mills, I know Lil Twist, I know Fred the Godson, and I know Diggy Simmons. Everybody else, I don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of people are sitting here saying that this is what they're saying. Honestly, some of the hip-hop experts said, honestly, I have intensely been surprised by XXL's selection, says Andrew Barber of the Fake Shore Drive. There were a handful of artists that I thought would have made the cut that were nowhere to be found, i.e. Chip the Ripper, Votto, and Danny Brown. However, there is some serious talent on here, so I'm excited to see what becomes of the freshmen over the course of the year. It's been a gift for some and equal of a curse for others. You know, and early this year, Cameron announced that Votto would pass on being on the freshman cover if any invite was extended. There were also plenty more artists that heads felt deserved the spot. So, I mean, it's been causing a lot of controversy and shit. I could tell you one thing. Yellow Wolf, even though I'm not really keen with his stuff, Yellow Wolf has been on his grind. So I could say, all right, because he's been doing his thing. I could say, Fred is my little brother. I don't care if you might say I'm biased, but that's my dude. He deserves it, and his birthday was on my father's birthday on the 22nd. He's a Pisces. He deserves it. He's been on his grind. Shout out to the whole Block World situation. Diggy got bars. I don't care what you say. And Lil Twist got bars. Meek Mills is burning up the Philly area. Some people might not like him. He did a new joint with Rick Ross, but, hey, you know what I'm saying? These cats actually got buzz. Now, with the other cats, I don't even know. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's talk about it. Call in at 347. We got last bit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So that's the freshman. What you think about that now since I gave y'all the names?
Well, hey, I got something to say about the Yellow Wolf. I mean, he is on his grind. But it's just, I was on the phone with a client today earlier, and they dropped a little drink on me about, Yellow Wolf, which I congratulate him, and I'm glad he's smart, but I think he got connected with a great ghostwriter. And, the dude, his father works with him closely. So the dude that did the ghostwriting for Yellow Wolf got, like, 300 stacks to help him with his album, man. So,
wow.
I'm just going to put that out there. Like, yo, ghostwriting is not, it's something that people could take up as a career. If you got bars and don't have what it takes to be on, on the cover or XL or on stage or whatever, you could consider a career as ghostwriting. Because just think of his publishing on the back end if Yellow Wolf blow up. He already got a deal with Shady. So, I mean, 300 stacks to get the album done is good money. You know what I'm saying? Just off the situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I'm saying
is that Yellow Wolf is not the hottest, but Yellow Wolf got that buzz. Like, let's be real. We ain't nobody know
smart.
Who the hell Yellow Wolf is, and half of the people don't even know any of Yellow Wolf's songs, but they know about him. So he putting in some
smart.
Work somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I can
smart,
honestly
man.
Say I've never heard none of Yellow Wolf's songs. A lot of people can say they ain't never heard Yellow Wolf, but they've heard of Yellow Wolf. He ain't one of them cats that you ain't heard of. You know what I'm saying? So he got money behind that. You know what I mean? So, and I got to shout out, the twins, Blockwork. They have been putting in work, and they also manage Corey Guns, too. They have been but, I think Corey Guns should have been on here, though. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, okay.
I think Corey Guns should have been on this joint, though. And I'm surprised he's not on here. Them other cats, I don't even know who the hell they are, for real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not being like, I don't know y'all. I just don't know who y'all are. It's not, I believe that if you're on the cover and you're the freshman, we should at least know who you are. You should at least have one hot record or at least know who you are without having to research who you are, seriously. Like, you should be buzzing. Everybody should know who you are. At least one song. I ain't saying, like, 50 songs, you have at least one song. That's just how I feel, but that's just it, you know what I mean? But, salute to everybody. And definitely, you know, let me go ahead and shout out my brother, even though I hope he ain't acting Hollywood now since he on the freshman cover. Shout out to Fred the Godson and stuff. I'm going to call him and tell him. Shout out to him. Salute to him, man, for real.
One more thing.
It takes a lot for you to get on Triple XL cover, seriously. You know what I mean? So we're proud of Fred the Godson, and we're glad that we were able to, you know, get him on the interview with our show before, you know, he started blowing up and everything. So we definitely love him, and he's definitely, you know, our family. And, yeah, man, it's Lush Radio Online, man, and you know, some cats got to get the fuck out of here because it's Friday, and we got to wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? It's Friday night. People trying to get some drinks. I need a drink in my system. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. But, Guru, man, who you want to tell to get the fuck out of here, man? It's Friday.
Oh, man, I just want to say get the fuck out of here to everybody that's not doing what they're supposed to do and not investing in their career and not taking it serious because it's serious business over here. So I'm going to keep it short and simple like that since we're wrapping it up. Get the fuck out of here.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Anybody that ain't rocking with my brother Fred the Godson, ain't rocking with Evan, ain't rocking with Genesis, man, I'm going to get y'all karate chop. Hi-ya! Get the fuck out of here with the karate chop and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lush Radio Online, we turned up all day, every day. Make sure you vote for my girl, Ayana Expose. Log on to www.whoisamp.com. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole promo situation going on. He will be on the Future Star DJs conference call. AMP is going to be crazy. You want to get on a conference call with Future Star DJs? It's coming up. Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush. You know what I'm saying? We always got big majors on it. It's going to be crazy. And that's what it is. And we're going to have the Rejects that got the song. The Cat Daddy with Chris Brown was on it. They coming on the show. I'm going to get them with the Cat Daddy. The Cat Daddy. So we're going to play that song and rock out in a few. Evan, you got any final shout-outs or anybody you need to just tell them to get the fuck out of here tonight?
First, shout-out, of course, Lush. Oh, I got to shout you out a couple times, Lush. You show love. You show love.
Thank you, baby.
This thing on the Double XL, most definitely. And I definitely think that Corey Gunn should have been on that cover. Definitely.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Shout out to my Eno Inc. fam. Shout out to my manager, Dry Drizzy. Make sure y'all hit him up. And I'm just going to say, get the fuck out of here to all y'all haters.
Definitely, definitely. That's what it is. We live in the building, man. And I need some of y'all cats to do rock out with the Rejects and, man, to do that Cat Daddy, man. I'm trying to practice the dance right now. Do the Cat Daddy. Get the fuck out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. OP, we in the building worldwide, man. Let's go.
Check this out, baby girl. Why don't you check out a nigga? Cat Daddy. Man, I go to work. True winner. Jean skinny, like Squirrel. Looking for your girl. Just missed her. Then my Cat Daddy and I took it down. Simple. Wrist cold, mama call a winner. Swisher full of nuggets, daddy call it dinner. Baby got ass, Shelty call it thinner. You BS, Jack,